Talking here today with Jake Bilt, who is putting on again the Fred Beckman Jr. Golf Classic up at the Burita Golf Club. It's coming up on Monday, August the 1st. And Jake, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time and talking to us today about the Fred Beckman Jr. Golf Classic.
Yeah, no problem, Jeff. It's always really appreciated that you let us come on and talk about it. You know, try to get as many kids as we can, so it's always a nice resource to have. And really appreciate everything you do, especially, you know, covering local sports. So maybe one of these first days, some of these kids you'll be covering, and, you know, you'll be able to talk to them about playing in that one day. So,
how many years have you guys done this? Because I know we've talked to you in the past.
Yep, so this will be our second year with the rebrand as the Fred Beckman Jr. Golf Classic, but it's our third year doing the actual tournament. The first year we did it, it was called the COVID Classic. That was kind of to get a bunch of kids out there that didn't get the chance to play high school golf that year, and you know, just get them out on the course and play 18 holes competitive golf and all that. And then we had a chance to rebrand it last year, and with such a success, we're keeping it going. So,
got good numbers right now, but you guys are looking for more kids to become involved. I got a couple of different age groups. Let's start with that. What are the age groups that you have coming up for Monday?
Yeah, so age groups are going to be middle school and high school, and I guess we're kind of generic with the middle school. We're kind of trying to cap it at, you know, 10 years old. We don't want a bunch of younger kids out there, because with that, you have to have parents out there following them along and keeping score for them. So we kind of figured, you know, 10 is a good age to get them started in competitive golf and trying to get them going and learning how to keep track of their own score and everything. Parents are encouraged to come and follow along, obviously. So if they want to help out, they can. That's not a big issue. And for those 9- and 10-year-olds or 10-year-olds, we're going to have them teeing off from 200 yards out, just so that we can kind of keep pace of play going. I know in the past we've kind of capped the score limit at 9, too. So, you know, if you think your kid's not the best golfer in the world, there is a cap where we keep the pace going. So we've got that middle school age division that goes up to 8th grade. And then they'll be playing 9 holes. Last year we had 18, but you can tell by the end those little guys are kind of tuckered out, little girls too. They're all tired, so we decided to move them down to 9. And then we have a high school age division. That's going to be 18 holes, boys and girls. And then that's going to be classified as to what grade they're going in this year. So if they were an 8th grader last year, going to freshman year, we'll have them playing as a freshman so that, you know, come next high school golf season, they'll be playing how they would be in their school year.
Well, this sounds like a great event. I know you guys have had an outstanding turnout the first couple of years with this. Who's all involved in kind of helping you get all this set up?
Yeah, so there's quite a few people. Obviously, people at the golf course help out quite a bit. But mainly it's going to be you know, Fred's wife, Jeannie, their sons, Jeff and David. And then we've got Kristen lives out in, I think, out on the East Coast somewhere. And then their other daughter, Amy. So mainly it's, you know, David, Jeff, and I around here, and then Jeannie does a lot of the, you know, getting all the food ready and everything and getting sponsors and all that. And then a bunch of Fred's siblings actually come up the day of and help grill, help take kids out on the court, just the little stuff that we need to get done that day. So it's a whole group effort. It takes an army, that's for sure. I would say there's probably, you know, 15, 20 people that day that are helping out, so.
You mentioned they do some grilling, so lunch probably a part of this. And is there any gifts or anything like that?
Yep, correct. So, yeah, it's a $20 entry fee, shotgun at 9 a.m., and that includes the tee gifts. We have little ball markers we give the kids. If you go look at my Facebook post, I commented on it, and Trophies Plus has some real nice crystal trophies for the winners. And then, yeah, there is a lunch provided afterwards. That'll probably be around 11:15, 11:30. So when that middle school division gets done, they'll be able to grab lunch after. And then our high schoolers will be able to grab lunch and go as they go through. So we'll be providing water throughout the day, too, because it looks like it's going to be scorcher on Monday. So we'll have plenty of water bottles and stuff out for there for the kids, too.
What time does everything start for you on Monday?
Shotgun start at 9. The registration or pre-registration when they get there to sign in. I'd like to have everybody there kind of by 8:30 so you can start gathering, you know, all the kids together and herding them up. So if everyone could be there by 8:30 so we can get everything going, and, you know, hopefully if we get on the course by 8:55, that'd be ideal.
You want people to pre-register, but you'll take them on Monday morning, if I remember correctly. But please pre-register if you can. How does everybody get registered ahead of time?
Yep, so it would be preferable if they got a hold of me, which a lot of people have. I think we're up to around 35 kids right now. So you can text me, 712-830-2685, just to let me know that they're going to be playing. Or they can call the golf course, 712-673-4653. If there's a walk-in the day of, we can accommodate that. But it'll make life a lot easier for me for doing scorecards if I can, Sunday night get those all set up before going out there Monday morning.
When is kind of the deadline then to pre-register? You mentioned Sunday. Is there a time? Do you want it done early in the afternoon, in the evening? What?
Yep, if they could have it sent over to me by Sunday at 5, that'd be good. So I can kind of go over that stuff Sunday night and get everything set up.
Anything on Facebook or any kind of social media to help them register as well?
Yeah, if you go to the Breida Golf Club Facebook page, there is a flyer, a post about the flyer. If you can comment on there, or it has my number on the flyer as well, so you can get a hold of me that way. So if you just go to the Breida Golf Club Facebook page, a lot of the information's on there as well.
Jake, anything else that you want to add?
No, I just, I want to thank everybody that comes out and plays, because it's a really cool event. I know last year a lot of people were really happy with it. All the kids had fun. Like I said, we had 35 kids out there last year. We have 34 signed up. It's just a good event to get the kids out there involved. A lot of tournaments don't get around here. I know when I played the Iowa Junior PGA when I was younger, all the tournaments were in Des Moines. So just the ability to have a competitive tournament around here that you can get younger kids involved in that might not have the opportunity to get a ride down to Des Moines or anything like that.
Well, Jake, as always, great of you to set up something like this to get kids active in the game of golf. I know how much you love it and how great of a golfer you still are and were when you were in high school and in college. So I appreciate everything you do to help out getting kids involved in golf and everything else that you do. So thanks for joining us here today, and we wish you the best luck with the tournament coming up on Monday.
All right, yep, not a problem, Jeff. Thank you guys for everything that you guys do for this, too. Appreciate it.
You bet. Jake Bilt, again, give him a call or go ahead and call the Breida Golf Club, 712-673-4653, and get signed up for the Fred Backman Junior Golf Classic coming up Monday at the Breida Golf Club.